My dear brother knights, this weekend we hear the gospel of the Transfiguration. We hear this gospel in light of the call of Abraham by the Lord. Each Sunday during this first part of Lent, we hear about the old covenants. Last week with Noah, this week with Abraham, and more in the future. We hear about the desire of the Father to be in relationship with his people. And that forming of a covenant is what gives context and color to what we hear in the gospel. So today we're reminded of the Transfiguration, the dramatic high point of the gospels, you might say. You know, the first half of the gospels walk towards the Mount of the Transfiguration, and then the rest of the gospels are the walk down towards the Mount of the Crucifixion. So in this text that we have, as we listen this weekend, we're just reminded that the same Lord who made the covenant with Abraham is the Lord who made the covenant with Jesus, who, in fact, Jesus is the same Lord. And just as the Father asks Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac, he asks him to do something that he's willing to do himself. And, in fact, that's exactly what happens. The Father sends his son to be faithful. The consequence of that fidelity, of course, is that Jesus loses his life. And that causes St. Paul in the second reading to say, look, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, will he not give us everything? So we're reminded then that the Lord wants to be in relationship with us. He wants to be in a covenant relationship with us. That's what Jesus does between the Last Supper and the crucifixion. He forms this covenant in his own blood to show us how deeply the Father wants us to be turned from sin and close to him. We get, as knights, we get real encouragement this weekend in St. Paul's words, if God is for us, who can be against us? We live in a world which is always, at least in recent years, always more and more hostile to the saving message of Jesus and the deep call to love and forgiveness that comes from Jesus. And as men committed to that, as men who uphold our you know, the marks of our order of charity, unity, fraternity, and patriotism, we know that what do we need to be afraid of? Christ is with us, and he's already done all the heavy lifting. So for us, it's to recognize that we live with the protection of the one who is God from the beginning. And no matter what else happens, nothing can change that. God bless you. Have a great second week of Lent.